3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! This is another episode of another spooky podcast hosted by Karina Reyes
and Irma Cornejo.
Thank you guys for tuning in for our 10th episode.
Yay! Woo! In the new year, the first episode of the new year. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting for us to be sharing this episode with you guys and entering a new year with you guys.
Holy shit, dude. Last year we just started it, you know, and like I know. Now we're starting the year with it. How exciting.
And we still don't have our shit together. It's not surprising at all because my mic still doesn't work. So yeah, hopefully this year I have my shit together and actually can get a mic to work with my computer, but that's a different story.
New year, new mic for Karina.
I know. I seriously debating to return the mic that I had initially gotten. That I was really excited about, but I don't think I'm going to lose hope on it and just continue finding ways to get it to connect with my computer. So if any of you guys are tech people, please hit us up at another spooky podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, a spooky podcast, and send us a email at a spooky podcast at gmail.com.
Damn girl, you struggled with that one.
That one, dude, I was like, what the heck? I forgot.
I know. And don't forget to like and rate us on Apple mm-hmm. Podcast because that helps people find us. And hopefully it'll be a good podcast to listen to in 2021.
We're super excited about our topic of the day. Irma, do you want to tell them?
Yes, I'm very scared, but I think it's a great way to start 2021. So topic is going to be on haunted dolls. It really scares me and I'm kind of nervous because we're recording this really late. It's 11 p.m. when we're recording this and it's a full moon.
I've been telling Irma today earlier that it's been such a weird day for me. I've been constantly having like little weird things happen to me and I'm not the type to believe in like full moons and stuff like that. I don't really think much into it, but my coworker was telling me that it's because of the full moon. I feel like I've been getting screamed at today by like my rude customers. Mm-hmm. Like my coworker, she locked herself out of the office and my radio was glitching in my car, like the Bluetooth, like froze, you know, just little weird things. It's been such a crazy day.
Damn, it probably spooky. Is. It's the energy, you know?
It's a spooky day.
It really my is.
Spooky, another spooky podcast.
A spooky night to record a spooky episode on another spooky podcast.
Yeah, but definitely the energy, dude. I can feel it.
Dude, I'm already scared. I was doing the research for this and I was like getting really nervous, anxious because it's low-key really scary.
Yeah, I know, dude. I feel like the topic that we're going to talk about is going to be really exciting, spooky, and scary. I feel like this is the scariest one yet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think until we talk about Ouija boards, this is going to be the top scary.
I know. I'm looking forward to
or portals in general.
Oh, yeah. But this episode is going to be really spooky and I hope you guys like it. So I also do want to mention that we're still planning on doing true crime on this podcast. So if you guys are still a big fan of true crime, don't worry. We have a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, I think it's just like right now we're kind of figuring out what we want to do on this podcast because we have so many ideas mm-hmm. and it's hard to decide every episode like what we want to do because we want to do everything. We want to cover all the popular topics and everything that we get recommendations for. So sorry for being like all over the place and not really having a structure, but we're figuring it out. Bouncing off of that and like not having our shit together, we just want to apologize for not letting you guys know that we weren't gonna have an episode last week. Some stuff came up and obviously we decided to just not do it, but hopefully we can put out an extra episode or a bonus episode to make up for it. Thank you guys for understanding. If you guys didn't follow us on Instagram, that's where we announced it. But make sure to follow us so you guys always get our information or any updates or all the memes that we post.
Yes, guys. And I am currently about to get fired from my position of social media. Yeah, because I run the social media. So I've been MIA for a little bit. But guys, I'll get it together next week.
So for the first episode of 2021 for another spooky podcast, I wanted to start the year off right and scary and spooky. And I wanted to start off with a true legend in the paranormal community, which is Robert the Doll. And I think it's important to note that this is the second day of trying to record this episode. Karina and I started this yesterday at like midnight or like 11 p.m. and there was a full moon out. And right when I started talking about Robert the Doll, Karina's video shut off and the Zoom call ended. So we didn't even get to get through any of it.
Yeah, trust me, guys. It was crazy. I even texted Irma right after and I was like, dude, my computer was on full battery. I wasn't even touching it, or, you know, sometimes it goes to sleep, but you know, it shut off. Like, completely shut off. And I was spooked, dude.
It was scary, dude. And then we took it as a sign to, we'll try again the next day. So here we are, day two, trying again.
Yeah, and now I'm using a different computer. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, hopefully not. But anyway, so I'm going to try to talk about him and be as respectful as possible. So his spirit doesn't come and haunt me. So Robert the Doll is 3 foot tall. He's from the 1900s, early 1900s, and dressed as a sailor, and he's holding a small lion. And Robert currently resides in Florida in a museum because he was donated to that museum in like 94 or something. So Robert was reportedly manufactured by the Steiff Company of Germany. I don't know if that's how you say it. Steiff or Steff Company. I don't know. In 1904, Robert the Doll was given to Robert Eugene Ott, also known as Gene. And there's different versions of this story as to how Gene got Robert. So one version is that Robert was actually gifted to him by his grandmother when she went to Germany in 1904. And another story is that it was reported that the Ott family, so Gene's family, had a plantation and they had servants there. And it was reported that one of those servants actually gave Robert the Doll to Gene, and that they cursed him and like they put voodoo magic or black magic on it. But a lot of people don't think that that's like how he got the doll. Like, it just seems like a cheap cop out and like an easy explanation, you know? Not all voodoo is bad. Unless they use it for bad, then it's bad. But it's literally just a religion. The legend of how Gene got Robert is like all over the place. And obviously there's like the servant or the grandmother who gave him Robert. But regardless, the doll is very scary, and there's a lot of rumors and a lot of conspiracy theories with him, and he's actually super popular in the paranormal world. So he's definitely someone that like people are scared of, you know, because he's haunted as fuck. But if you are curious and want to go see the house where Gene lived, and he lived with Robert and he grew up with Robert, it's actually located at 534 Eaton Street in Key West, Florida. And the house is actually really pretty. It's like a white house and the blinds are purple. It's so pretty, but like it probably has a dark history. So
they probably did that for a reason, don't you think?
Yeah, they try to make it pretty to hide that, you know.
And so like not a lot of people would look into things. Well, I think people wouldn't really look into their homes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like a whole thing where some people, real estate people, they kind of hide those type of facts because they wouldn't be able to sell the homes, because obviously no one's going to be like, yay, let me move into a spooky ass house, you know?
For real, I wouldn't. Fuck that.
But shit, if it's nice, then
maybe. I'll just cleanse the shit out of it, you know? It's fine, but it's also known as the artist home, and you can go visit that house. I don't know if they have like tours or anything, but it's like a special monument in the Key West. So anyways, when Robert was given to Gene and his family began noticing very strange things happening at his house. According to the legend, one of the weirdest and strange things that happened to Gene was that one night Gene woke up and he noticed that Robert the doll was sitting at the end of his bed, just staring at him. And if you guys haven't seen Robert the doll, the little homie is kind of scary. Like,
I would have been very... like, what, bitch?
That is staring problem.
What the fuck
are you
looking at?
Yeah,
like, what are you looking at?
And then he comes and like attacks you. Like, fuck that creative. I'll be like, hey, what's up? Dude, you can have my room now. It's yours now.
Dude, low key. When like we logged, well, the whole thing happened last night where my computer shut off. I looked at my dot and I was like, don't even think about it, bitch.
She was just chilling next to you at night or what?
She's like minding her business.
For real. She's like, I just think I live here.
Her out.
For real. Low key, that's how I would have reacted.
Low key, right? I'm like, the yeah, fuck? Staring but contest or whatever.
Real. Like, we're about to fight, bro. Mm-hmm. You're only 3 feet tall. Like, I'm fucking 5'2". I got this shit. But anyways, so Gene woke up to Robert just sitting at the end of the bed staring at him. And then the mom, she woke up because she started hearing strange noises coming from Gene's room at that exact moment that he woke up. And she got even more worried because she started hearing Gene screaming at the top of his lungs, like he was so scared. And you could hear furniture moving around, like it was being overturned, and Gene started screaming for help. So when the mom realized this, she ran to his room, but the door was locked, so she couldn't get in, and she basically broke in. And when she finally got in, she noticed that Gene was just huddled in the corner, scared as fuck, and everything was overturned, and Robert the doll was just chilling on the bed like nothing fucking happened. But like, Gene was losing his shit, so they got kind of...
Hold on, how old was Eugene or whatever?
I don't know, they never really said, but he was young.
He was... That was like maybe he was on drugs or something.
No, like he was a kid.
Oh
yeah, he was like maybe like 5 or something.
Oh okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how fucking lit the 1900s got, but maybe at 6 you were already like getting lit, you know?
Can you imagine? Holy shit, that would have been lit.
Literally, can you guys tell when we like get invited to all the parties?
All the lit parties,
because we're fucking lit. Everyone just left, honestly.
Okay.
This is why we have two listeners.
Exactly. But hey, we appreciate it because it's so lit.
I'm dead. I'm moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. Oh my god. So that was pretty fucking scary, right? Fucking Robert the doll and Gene were getting lit in Gene's room, you know, like Robert was being weird or whatever. And one of the scariest accounts, according to Gene's parents, was that they would hear their son talking to someone in his room upstairs. And that's already like scary as hell, right? Like, you would throw your whole kid out for that shit. Like, if my kid has an imaginary friend, he's on his own. Like, he's a grown adult. He could live outside my house. He ain't staying. What was even scarier was that they could hear another voice having a conversation with Gene. So it wasn't just Gene's voice, but it was like another deeper, distinct voice also talking to Gene. Ooh, scary.
Dude, I would have sucked a bitch out, bro.
I'm throwing the kid and the doll away.
Fuck yeah, I'm throwing both of them in the trash, bro. Like, let's go. Don't do that, guys.
For real, we're just kidding. We're not prepared.
Kidding. Obviously, JK. For real. No, that's scary, dude. Dude, okay, what would you do? What would you do if your child was, you know, one of those type of children that talk to imaginary friends? And I don't know if you heard stories like that where they talk to their imaginary friends and they do like creepy stuff about it. Like, they kill like insects or animals and stuff like that, and they blame it on their imaginary friend.
I have no kids at that point.
Bro, I La bruja, bro. That's where the bruja
is. For real. That's where you need to take him to the cleanse.
Yeah, the bruja. Because fuck that what's shit. That,
dude. I ain't fucking down.
Dude, I don't know. Mm-mm. Yeah, dolls being something else, dude. But see, when I was little, I already knew that dolls were haunted.
Yeah.
Right? Because Chucky was so famous back then growing up. And so like, everybody kind of knew.
Yeah. And like you mentioned that Robert the Doll was inspired by Chucky, mm-hmm. which I didn't even fucking know.
Yeah, because it kind of has like similarities about the kid, actually, now that I think about it, duh. But, you know, the whole similarities about it was inspired by Robert the Doll because
that's scary. So
crazy. And like growing up, I used to see Chucky all the time everywhere, dude. It was
mad scary.
And Chucky. It was freaking crazy. I didn't like fucking with dolls. So I would just mm-mm. stick with my Barbies and like my Bratz dolls and stuff like that. Yeah,
same. I know. So scary. Wooden. And your Quinta doll is scary as hell, too. I'm looking at that bitch looking right at
it
right now.
Dude, I'm going to post a pic of it, dude. Watch her wink and shit, like,
girl, she coming down from that fucking dresser right now.
Fight, throw hands, bro.
Imagine she's like, hey, Karina.
I'm like, what's up, ho? Karina. Shut up. I hate you.
Where's the quinceañera, bitch?
Oh, bitch, you weren't invited, ho.
It's coronavirus. There's no quinceañera this year.
You better shut your ass up before I take your ass to Goodwill.
For real, I'm leaving your ass there. Bouncing off of that though, like when you said your dolls changes expressions, apparently according to Jean's parents, they would see Robert the Doll change his facial expressions. So sometimes he would be smirking, sometimes he would be serious, and they would hear giggles from him, and they would hear him running up and down the stairs. So yeah, that was pretty scary.
Damn, bro, is this like ASMR or what?
Does that sound like stairs?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah,
like someone running up the stairs or nah?
Do it again. It sounds like you're like finishing eating and you're like like
chef's kiss.
Or you're like, you know, done looking at your fingers or whatever.
Never mind that.
That was so good.
That was lit.
Dude, we can't even do ASMR, right?
Oh, for real.
We're canceled.
We really are, honestly. Just cancel this whole podcast. Throw it all away.
Fuck it.
So throughout Gene's life, he kept Robert with him. And he even decided to give fucking Robert his own room. Like an upstairs room with a fucking view. TBH though, if I had a haunted doll, I'd honestly give the doll the whole house. I'd be like, it's all yours, girl. Like, I'm moving out. Have fun, doll. Like, you could stay here. This is your new home, you know?
I don't know why the parents didn't do anything about it though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I don't know. I would just assume you were gonna do something about it or move or, I don't know, throw it away. Yeah. But, you know, that's a whole different story if it's one of those type of thing like Annabelle. I don't know if you guys seen that movie. Mm-hmm. But when it keeps coming back, no matter how much people try to destroy it or get rid of it, it always ends up coming back. And that's fucking crazy.
Dude, I know. I was on Reddit like when I was looking up the story. Mm-hmm. And recently, I don't know how recent it was, apparently there was a news story that was put out about a family from Texas who was dealing with a haunted Frozen doll. And when they would try to throw her out, she would appear again at their house, of their house.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think they threw it in the trash, came back or some shit like that, right? They
like it was just chilling in their house.
Oh, I don't know, but maybe the kids would come back. Like they thought it was funny, like a prank.
Maybe.
Right? Because I think that was so funny, dude. If I was a little kid, I would totally do that to my parents.
Dude, for real. Same. But fuck those kids.
Yeah, fuck those kids.
For real. So eventually Gene grew up. He still had Robert with him. He always had Robert with him. He lived at the house, at the same house, his whole life. And Gene ended up getting married. But his wife wasn't really feeling Robert, which I mean I completely understand because low-key Robert's scary. So because she wasn't really feeling him, she asked Gene to possibly move Robert from his room where he was staying at to the attic. And when he locked Robert in the attic, they started realizing that more strange things were happening because I guess Robert was obsessed to be locked up in the attic. They started hearing pacing back and forth and devilish laughter coming from the attic. And even neighbors would see Robert staring outside the window, looking at them and mocking them as they walk by the house. They just saw little Robert chilling at the door, at the window, just looking at them, staring at them, being all creepy and shit. So anyways, Jean started freaking out because the neighbors began telling him like, hey, we're seeing this doll just freaking staring at us from the window. And when Jean would go up to the attic to prove that nothing was really going on, he would go upstairs and he began to notice that Robert, the doll, was in different places than where he had originally left. So like, let's say he left Robert at the window. When Jean would go back to go check up on Robert, Robert was in a rocking chair somewhere far away from that original place. Jean started getting creeped out because he just started noticing that Robert was moving around the attic and he could hear it. He could hear the little footsteps. He could see Robert through the window, staring out, making faces at people. Jean was freaked out, right? But what was he supposed to do? So he just kind of lived with Robert, even though he was scared of him and even though he knew something was wrong with Robert. And eventually Jean died. Jean's wife left Robert in the attic because she was too scared to take him with her because he gave her bad vibes. So when Jean died, she moved away, left Robert at the house, and a new family moved in. When the new family moved into the house, they found Robert in the attic and they had a kid, and Robert began, like, the kid picked up Robert and was like, oh, cool, new doll, you know, all excited. And then
hell no, dude. You got to be kidding me, bro. Who the hell goes to an attic and is like, oh, a new doll? Let me play with it. Like, what the fuck?
If they left it, they left it for a reason.
Right. Okay, first of all, if there's a doll in the attic that's looking hella creepy, locked up, you know, your first thought shouldn't be like, hey, a new doll, let me play with that shit.
The family, yeah, and for allowing it.
Exactly. Dude, I would have been like, all right, kids, let's go.
Moving out.
Yeah. Put that shit.
But anyways, the kid then realized that something was wrong with Robert because Robert began like laughing and giggling and moving around. The kid started freaking out and Robert really scared her. So I think eventually the new family, they ended up leaving because they got scared of Robert doing crazy ass shit. Then I think the next thing that happened to Robert was he was actually donated to the East Maritello Museum, and he was donated in 1994 in Key West, Florida. And if you want to go visit him, you can. I'm not sure if they let people go see him because there's like a legend that Robert doesn't like when people take pictures of him without asking for permission. And if you don't believe in him and you don't take him seriously, like, he does some crazy ass shit to you, kind of like Annabelle.
Oh, is it like, okay, I'm not sure if it's Robert the doll or Annabelle, the Raggedy Ann doll, whatever they, you know, her original name is.
Uh-huh.
But one of those stories where, like, a couple were laughing at the doll, I'm not sure which one it is. And they took a picture or something like that, right? And on the display said no pictures should be taken at any time. And on their way home, they were riding a motorcycle. Like, they came in a motorcycle, left in a motorcycle, and then they got in a car accident. A motorcycle accident and they died.
Yeah, I think that was Annabelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
But Robert will let you take pictures of him only if you ask him for permission. If you're like, hey, Robert, like, can I get a picture of you? And then you can, or like, you have to tell him like, hey, Robert, I'm gonna take a picture of you. People can go visit him. They have him in a special case at the museum. You might actually catch a glance of him changing his expressions or moving. If you guys want to go visit him, maybe not right now because of COVID, but then again, it is Florida, so it might be open. But don't go anyway. Stay home, be safe, wear a mask.
Okay. We shouldn't be talking. We're in California, yeah. And we're like pretty bad right now.
Yeah, I know, true.
But you know, let us know if you guys want to see us go all the way to Florida, Key West, to go see Robert the doll. Uh-huh. And then we get likes and, you know,
maybe enough. We'll get a picture of him. Maybe he'll let us.
He'll let us because Irma will ask him because she's so lit.
He's gonna be like, y'all are mad lit. I'm gonna allow it just because it's lit.
Fuck yeah, take my picture right now.
He like poses.
Like for another spooky podcast.
He's like, fuck it, let's just do a TikTok.
Dude, stop. I don't think we should make me make fun of that.
I'm just kidding, bro. Right, you're cool.
I'm
man.
Just kidding.
We fucking kid, bro. You don't need to shut off our Zoom like yesterday. Yeah.
Scary me, bro.
I'm just kidding, Robert. You cool, man. But don't come haunt us. But yeah, that's the story of Robert the doll.
That was actually pretty scary. I knew about Robert the doll, but I never really knew in detail about his origin and how he came about as Robert the doll. Mm-hmm. I just knew that it was connected with Chucky, so I kind of just, you know, thought about it that way. But dang, that's crazy. Yeah. I've seen pictures of it, and guys, we're actually going to post, you know, pictures and descriptions and pretty much for you guys to see what these dolls look like. And again, you can catch all of this information and images on our social media. So if you follow us on Instagram, that would be Another Spooky Podcast. And on Twitter, A Spooky Podcast. And send us an email and let us know about any spooky encounters. Or if you can relate to something, you know, that has to do with a topic or just any suggestions, that would be super cool. And you can do that at
aspoopodcast@gmail.com.
This bitch.
Wait, I want to give a shout out though to one person who has like been sending in her stories.
Oh yes.
So shout out to Mel. I don't know if I'm supposed to say your name, but you know who you are.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Alyssa Padilla, you're amazing. Thank you for all your stories. We genuinely enjoyed listening to them, and we really appreciate you for listening. So shout out to her.
Yes, and actually she kind of inspired us to also do a little bonus episode soon where we actually talk about people's experiences, because we have been receiving experiences, guys. We just haven't really gotten to that point where we can collect a lot, but now we have. So yay, we have a good amount that's been sent to us over the, you know, couple of months that we've been doing this. And we're super excited. And if anything, we kind of want to bring guests so they can actually say it themselves.
That would be great.
So yeah, let's keep a lookout for that. And, you know, that should be something to look forward to for the new year.
Yeah, please keep sending in your stories because we want to hear them.
Yep.
Anyways, go, Karina, you got a haunted doll story?
Yes, I do. So we're going to start out with my home girl. Just kidding. We're going to be talking about.
Dude, we got to stop, bro.
Dude, I know, dude.
Your fucking quinceañera dolls for real gonna come to life.
And we bro, shut like this. So, the doll that I picked to talk about, and her name is Mandy the Haunted Doll. And I'm not sure if you guys have heard of it, or Irma, have you heard of her?
Honestly, no, I haven't. Because I low-key stay away from haunted dolls because they scare the shit out of me.
Yes. Dude, honestly, I kind of knew about Robert. Obviously, everybody knows about the Raggedy Ann. I don't know if that's how you say it, but Annabelle, basically.
Yeah, Raggedy Ann's bitch.
Chucky doll.
Bro, I gotta stop. Okay, I'm done.
Stop, bro.
I'm just kidding. She's cool.
I'm looking at my bed and see that right now, dude. It's like right above me right now.
All right, I'm done for real. I'm done. I'm gonna get haunted.
Not just say Raggedy Ann. It's a Raggedy bitch.
Dude, I had to. No, mama, that's in her name. I'm just saying her name. She's a realist, you know? The baddest bitch of them all.
This bitch is a Leo, by the way, if you guys ever. Yeah, she's gonna get my ass haunted. Okay. The doll that I picked, her name is Mandy the Haunted Doll. So if you guys have heard of her, and you guys seen pictures, again, we're going to be posting it on our social media, but she's pretty damn scary. And she is currently on display at the Quesnel and District Museum in Canada. So this is in Canada, and Mandy obviously is a doll created sometime between the 1920s. So she's like an older, you know, older doll.
Damn, she grown.
She grown, viejita, dude.
Wait, how old is she?
Well, it's like a 90-100 plus doll. Uh-huh. You know, it's been here since forever. Maybe I can't do the math right, but it's probably more than 100 years. So she's like an older one. And if you see pictures of her, the way she was made, oh, it was old. Like, what an old, you know? So it was given to the museum by a donor who wished to remain anonymous.
That's how you know it's legit, though. Yeah, they don't want any fame.
They don't want to be traced back to it. But put on to that. So the curator of the Quesno and District Museum was sitting at her desk when, you know, the donor came and donated the doll, the antique doll. And right away, she felt some type of feeling towards a doll. Really old, and it had just a really creepy feel to her, to the doll, and it was quite fragile. So even if you would pick it up, like, you know, the feeling of it breaking was there. So you had to be really careful around the doll. And basically the donor who donated was stating that it was getting old, and she had a little daughter, so she didn't want the little daughter to ruin the doll or, you know, kind of break it or anything like that. So the doll, Mandy, had belonged to the woman's grandmother, so it was passed down from generation to generation. And what the creator kind of noticed, that when the lady who was donating the doll, that instead of her being sad and kind of like, you know, because there's an attachment when things are being passed down from generation, especially from like your family member, you know, instead of her being sad, she was actually quite like anxious to get rid of it. Like, she really just wanted to be done with it. Like, she just didn't want it in her possession anymore. So what do you think about that?
That's a little sketch.
Yeah, right?
Like, especially if you're getting a doll and it's, she's like, just take it. Just fucking take it. Like, I'm gonna be like, why? Like, the fuck is wrong with it, you know?
Yeah. Especially, like, I feel like if someone was to, like I said, like, if someone was to pass something down to me, you kind of want to treasure that. But instead of that, she just really wanted to get rid of it. So that's kind of what happened. That's how she got the doll. Mandy got donated. And, like I said, the doll looked really antique, very faded, just fragile. The clothes was quite old and faded, and it was just super creepy. She had a crack in the middle of her face, and it looked like it was painted on the crack, but it was red. Like, the outline of the crack was red. Her glass was, I mean, her eyes was made out of glass. So if you can just imagine, it was super fragile.
And was it a porcelain doll?
Yeah, it was a porcelain doll. So basically, that's kind of the reason why, quote unquote, donated. And the arrival of Mandy at the Quesnel and District Museum started a new wave of distress and discomfort for the staff and visitors there. So Mandy was taken to the museum workroom to undergo some maintenance before it got placed on display. So pretty much they have to clean it, make sure it looks, you know, put together, I guess, or been in conditions, because it was in pretty bad condition when they received it. And the doll was enclosed in a plastic bag. And the reason why it was placed in a plastic bag is because at that time, they were kind of making sure no insects were living inside the doll or anything like that, so they can preserve it longer, the doll. So in case there were any insects, it would fall directly into the bag, right? Oh, so they placed it in the bag, and they kept it in the back of the like the museum. So it was still undergoing all of those inspections and everything. And staff actually started hearing the bag like twist and kind of crumble as if something was falling inside the bag, you know? So they would go they would go and check it out and kind of open it and everything, and there was nothing there. There was no insect, no nothing. So, you know, they were kind of creeped out about that. Like, what the heck? It sounds like legit, like something was falling from the doll.
Oh, I hate that.
Right? And so some staff also mentioned that they experienced the doll, like, moving positions, you know, kind of like Robert the doll. And that was definitely something that would creep them out, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't get creeped out, right? So almost immediately after being placed in the front of the store, they did decide to put it in the front because it was new and, you know, they wanted to attract more people into the museum, and they thought maybe like a creepy haunted doll would do that, right? Staff members started reporting that their lunches were going missing. And right?
I don't know, not my lunch, bitch. Have you ever seen Friends where Ross, they eat his sandwich? No. And he's like, my sandwich? Me.
That's
me, bro. Honestly, that would be me if that bitch stole my sandwich.
Bro, I would have been catching hands with that bitch. Like, don't you ever touch my fucking face.
She's porcelain. I'll throw her on the floor.
Exactly.
Let her
if cry, I fight with my brother, don't think I'm not going to fight with you. If someone touches my fucking face.
Dude,
for real. This bitch took it too far.
Like, where the fuck is my PB&J? Damn.
But yeah, dude. So the staff members started reporting that their lunches were going missing, and only to show up like neatly tucked in random drawers later throughout the day or some shit. Like, they would find it in random ass places, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously someone was playing tricks on them. And eventually Mandy had to be moved to the more private display, and it was kind of like away from the front of the museum, basically all the way in the back, and basically she was put along with the other dolls there. Not only did they have Mandy, they had, you know, other types of dolls as well, and it was rumored that she would topple over them and like in the middle of the night because she was get jealous that they were there, so she wanted to be the only
one. What
there.
The hell?
Yeah, so the staff members would go, like, you know, the following day, and they'll find the dolls, like, kind of, like, you know, all, like, toppled over and thrown around, and as if someone came and, like, threw them across the room type of thing.
What the fuck, right, dude? That's scary. Wait, what if, like, those dolls also had, like, a soul in them? But they were like a nice ghost or like a nice soul. And like, she's over here like bullying them and like pushing them around.
Dude, in the middle of the night, they're like getting That's into fights up. And stuff.
What is this, our high school? Or
for real, dude, what the hell? But basically, that's what's going on with Mandy the doll. And it got to the point that the uneasiness felt by the visitors had staff placing Mandy further back into the museum. So she had be in her own glass display case. So this hoe moved like 3 times, bro. Cause she couldn't get shit, you know, like not happening or whatever.
Yeah.
So this doll had to be placed somewhere else, you know? And like, visitors weren't even able to see her for a good amount of time because all of this stuff kept going on. So the museum actually ended up contracting a psychic to come and take a look at the doll, right? Kind of see what's going on, if she can get some type of like reading, or if she can kind of find out something about the doll, because no one really knew much other than what the owner would kind of tell them about. But anyways,
the psychic investigator who had visited Mandy stated that the doll is most likely possessed by a spirit of a young little girl who only wants attention from people around her. That's why the doll is only like mischievous and does pranks on other people and never really violent towards humans. So I don't think it was really like an evil spirit.
Like a demon.
Yeah, it was originally probably just like, yeah, it's probably just like fortunately, like an abused little young girl. And basically, like I mentioned, the museum did their own research. It kind of traced back to somewhat of a history and wanted to gather that history in order to tell, you know, how Mandy came about. They found that a man was walking past the farmhouse when he thought he had heard some crying coming from the cabin. The odd part about this child's cry is that it was kind of like a whisper at first, and then as you kind of get closer, it would get louder. You know when you hear something from the distance, like a cry, Yeah. Like very far away, like a whisper type of thing. And then you get closer and it obviously gets louder, right? Mm-hmm. But as he was reaching this place, it was just empty. He wouldn't really find anything around. And yeah. And then he obviously, there was like a farmhouse that he was like, okay, I'm just going to go take a look and see if this cry is coming from there. Like he kind of just assumed a little kid was lost and or whatever, right? He actually went inside, but it was empty. The farmhouse was empty and it was abandoned. It looked like it was abandoned. And no child had been present or, you know, you couldn't really see anyone just there. He walked up to the driveway and knocked on the door, but no answer. Because I guess it was attached to a house, but it also looked pretty empty. And like, it just looked, the whole thing looked abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
He walked up to it, no answer. He couldn't really find anyone. He couldn't find an owner or anything. And the crying continued. So he had to look around. He wasn't going to leave and, you know, let whatever was crying there. So he entered the empty farmhouse again and discovered the crying was coming from below his feet. So
I'm
already getting goosebumps because I'm like already scared. When I was reading it, I was kind of like, I had to say it because it's pretty scary, right? But I was even kind of like, I'm so scared. But anyway, so the crying continued as he was looking around. So when he entered the empty farmhouse, he discovered that crying was coming from below his feet. So that meant that there was another part of the farmhouse beneath where he was standing. And he and not knowing how to access the cellar, right, of the inside of the farmhouse, he went back outside to find the external entrance. So there was like another type of entrance that was more kind of like inside the ground, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know, like kind of like an attic, not really like an attic, I'm sorry, like a basement, there you go.
Yeah.
And as he opened the storm doors, it was pretty heavy, I'm assuming, the light illuminated the room. So like a light illuminated the room. And as he made a shocking discovery, the body of a young girl, long dead, was lying on the floor and a doll in her arms. She was holding onto an arm and she was dead.
What the fuck, Karina? Why'd you pick such a scary ass story?
It's so scary. When I was reading it, I was like, right? So
I hate you for this. It's fucking 10 p.m., bro.
No, dude. I'm sorry. But it had to be told. He didn't know, obviously, how the girl got there, right? And why she was doing there in the first place, whether it was by accident or some type of punishment or crime, you know, because why else would there be like a young girl dead beneath the cellar?
Yeah.
So regardless of whatever the outcome was, it is believed that she died and her spirit decided to inhabit the doll. It took the form of a doll. And as you know, as it is a horrible story and no doubt a story you may not believe, however, there is a link between the aspect of the doll origin, right, the story, and what the curator of the museum came to find out from the woman who actually donated the doll. So when the curator went back and talked to the family and the woman who had donated, she wanted to stay anonymous throughout the whole thing. Strange events surrounding the doll has started to take place in the museum. And like I mentioned, the curator decided to visit the doll's previous owner. It was here where she learned the truth. And the owner had not actually donated the doll because of the fear of her daughter breaking it. Like initially she had stated in the beginning, and I had mentioned in the beginning of the story, it was because she was kind of put somewhere where the daughter couldn't really reach it. And she tried her hardest to keep it away from her daughter. It was handed down from a family member. So she did have some type of sentimental attachment to it solely because of the grandmother, right? Was that the real reason that she donated it is because that the doll was making some type of crying in the middle of the night. And she would hear a crying coming from the cellar. Of their home, because they kept, you know, creepy enough, they kept it in the cellar as well. And it was coming from down there, right? And she didn't have anything down there, and other than like, you know, like it's like storage, and they use it like a storage type of thing. She just came to the conclusion that it was a doll that was making those cries. And again, like the guy who, you know, in the original story that he went downstairs to kind of see what was going on and where the cries was coming from. She did the exact same thing. She would go down to the cellar and she wouldn't find anyone there. And obviously it's her home. So she kind of knows, you know, if someone's breaking in or something like that, but mm-hmm. she wouldn't see anything. And she just came to, like I said, like in a conclusion that it was a doll that was making the cries. So she just wanted to get rid of it. She had a daughter. She decided to donate it to the Quenzel and District Museum. What do you think?
That's fucked up. She should have at least told like the museum people so they could be prepared. But I guess it kind of makes it more authentic too, you know, because mm-hmm. they started experiencing things without yeah. really knowing.
So the way the museum came to find out about the original story about like the man was that they had gone to, I guess, like the neighborhood or the city where the town that this story, like the family came from, and people would say that, like, I guess the neighbors, they knew kind of like the origin, so they got it from there. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of correlated with what the actual previous owner, original owner, had told them about after the fact, that she had actually come out and say the reason why she donated it, because in reality it was because she was hearing cries just like the man was hearing those cries that night when That's he so found scary. The dead girl. Yeah, dude, I guess it was like a myth, you know, that was like kind of
an urban legend.
Yeah, that was running around the place and like the town, the city, whatever.
That's scary. Oh my god,
I know.
But I really like the origin story. Like, it's so mm-hmm. creepy, but like at the same time, you do feel bad for that little girl, you know? Like,
yeah, like you can totally tell that, you know, spirits, they you know, when they suffer and when they go through so traumatizing and hard, dark stuff, they're not in peace, and even until their death, they're not in peace. And you can totally tell how they take like objects, for example, like dolls, or like you hear, like, I don't know if you heard about like furniture sometimes, like, you know, like a chair or like a picture, like a painting, mm-hmm. you know, like something like a necklace, like a ring, you know, they take possessions like that because it holds sentimental value. Yeah. It's something that people like enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, like find connections with. It's crazy how they kind of attract to the things that carry a lot of energy and that pull a lot of energy from people.
Mm-hmm. Would you be in a haunted doll, Karina? Or would you be in a doll or teddy bear or whatever?
No, I think I wouldn't, because I don't know. I feel like I maybe actually maybe because the sole purpose that I would be a chismosa.
You're so dumb. I would be a ghost for that purpose.
Right? It would be a little chismosa and I'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe these yeah. are doing this and oh, that shit.
Like, did you see them fighting,
like a fly on the wall type
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you are gonna be like twig and cheese meando, like as ghosts, and then like, you know, when you hear whispers, like disembodied whispers, it's gonna be me and Karina like, bitch,
did you hear that? And I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
Oh shit, they're coming. That's scary.
I was like, bro, he did not just say that to her. And then you'll be like, bitch,
that motherfucker's cheating.
And I'll be like, how do we help her?
Let's scare him. Get him.
Or I'll be like, dude, drop the phone on her lap right now. Unlock that shit right now.
Screenshot it.
call her an accident right now. But
we got y'all, don't worry. Hire us.
They don't want to see us as ghosts, because we'll come back.
We'll catch y'all cheating us.
Out. Yeah. Just know if we ever, you know, knock on wood, doesn't happen, but if we ever die and stuff, then we'll come back as a ghost. Mm-hmm. And if we find out that your man is cheating on you, don't worry. We're going to bot dial that number and you're going to be able to hear all of the conversation.
Yeah, we got you. Don't worry.
But if, yeah, dude.
If you're part of the Club de las Brujitas, don't worry. We got you.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh my god. Oh, Karina, I got a story for you.
Okay.
About a haunted doll. And this is like a true story, okay? I didn't experience it, but my boyfriend's sister did. Shout out to Ellie, and shout out to Chapulin, and shout out to Coco, and shout out to that whole family.
Okay, you're gonna be like, bitch, you're gonna go through the whole list.
My boyfriend grew up in a haunted ass house. He doesn't believe in ghosts, but I freaked out by their house because I've experienced like one thing. And
does it have an scary attic?
Ellie, she has a Boo doll, like from Monsters, Inc. You know, Boo? Yeah, mm-hmm. She had one of those. And she got it in like middle school. And she's around my age. And she's had it for a long time, like since middle school. And she always had it on her bed because on her bed she has all these stuffed animals that she has. They're really cute. One day she didn't really notice this, but like she didn't notice that her Boo doll was missing from her bed until she went to the bathroom and she looked under the sink because you know how there's like a cabinet usually under the sink. When she opened it, the Boo doll was just chilling there. Like it had. That's what I said, and he said no,
bro.
Dude,
it was those kids pulling pranks, bro.
Dude, that's scary. She said that,
that
it might
is
have
scary.
Yeah, she said it might have happened like more times, and that's why she got freaked out. And she ended up putting it in the garage because she don't want it in her room anymore. So she ended up moving the doll or the Boo doll in her garage. She was confused as to like how it got there because or she's a heavy sleeper. She's not a sleepwalker. And she knows that her other sister, Adriana, didn't do it. She was like, and it's probably not her parents, you know? It was just creepy that like she just found the Boo doll that's always on her bed in the cupboard.
She must be really organized, dude, because I swear, I would not even,
yeah,
you
know. I know.
Not if something goes missing or, like, I always kind of blame it on, like, myself. Like, oh, shit. Real.
Well, she didn't notice at first until she opened it and she was like, what the fuck is it doing
here?
Oh, because
it's a really random thing.
Yeah, and she has a lot of, like, stuffed animals on her bed, mm-hmm. So she never even noticed it was gone until she opened it and she was like, what the fuck is it doing here? Like, how did it get here?
Bitch!
But it was probably the ghost in their house that, like, moved it. Yeah, that's what I think, but that's fine.
So there's, like, ghosts?
Yeah, dude, their house is haunted. They always tell me and I always get so scared. And, like, sometimes when they're out of town, I dox it. And I, like, stay there. And it's so scary.
Oh, hell no.
I know. Yeah, that was, like, the personal story or whatever.
Dude, that's crazy. Okay, since I know that, well, I'm assuming that we do have Spanish, like, you know, listeners and people that know that are Mexican, even if you're not Mexican, you know, I don't know if this is maybe like a Latin thing, but Mexico have these type of dolls, dude, and I'm gonna post a picture of it on my Instagram. They look like porcelain, and I used to have a lot of them, dude. I used to collect them when I was younger. Actually,
I had a porcelain doll growing up too. My madrina gave it to me,
and then I stopped fucking with them because stupid shit would happen to me.
Like, and what?
Oh, my God. They're called baby dolls. I'm literally Googling that shit up right now. Oh, my God. I'm supposed to stay away. No, mames.
Let me see.
My Spanish. You know I'm scared when my Spanish comes out.
For real. Let
me see. It was like this, dude. Like this.
What the fuck? I never had one of those.
They were so famous back in Mexico. They would. This was like the equivalent to their, I guess, like their dolls. This is what the kids there, at least I'm from Oaxaca's, and I used to collect. I used to have like five of them, dude. And you know, I was little. I was like, what, 5, 6? I used to play with them, and I remember, like, I don't know, like their clothes would go missing, and I would lose one, and then like I would find it in like somewhere completely different. And I don't know. I never really thought about it when I was younger, you know, because mm-hmm. I just thought like me being like stupid. I even now to this day, like I don't really think about things, you know. Like that, I'm just gonna assume I just misplace things. But I would sleep with them in my bed, bro. Like it would be me in the middle, and I'll put like my two dolls right next to me, my other two dolls.
Bitch, you know they were fucking with you when you were sleeping.
Yeah, bro. I know, dude. Thinking about it right now, I'm really creeped out. I really like my dolls, though.
Wait. Before we go, you know what's a scary ass video about a doll?
Little bit.
The one with the Mexican video, like the La Señora in Mexico.
Oh, you know,
que camina con la muñeca.
Yeah, I wanted to do that, but I guess there's like different stories on it. There's no like actual story of it.
Really?
All the information that I kind of got from it was just different. Everybody had like a different perspective of it, so I didn't really know which one's the truth. But
yeah, but that one's scary. That's a scary ass video.
Have you seen the one about the quinceañera doll?
Which one?
Where the quinceañera doll, like, I guess, like, they would ask her a question.
No, ew.
Like, say something or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. But it's always those old videos. You know what I mean? Ooh. Those, like, ancient-ass videos.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to mention that if you guys want to see stories about images that have appeared on, like, trees and, like, I don't know if you guys know about, like, those type of things, you know? I think you mentioned it, Irma, one time. And I kind of just really wanted to do it on that.
Which one?
Where, like, you know how, like, the Virgen se aparece on the trees and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like crazy stuff like that. Like when stuff like that appears.
I think that was you, though. I didn't think I mentioned
really?
That.
Yeah. I don't know. But that was crazy. And I wanted to really talk about it for one episode. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to see that, let us know.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's it for today's episode.
Yep.
Thank you guys for joining us on our first episode of 2021. Thank you guys for sticking through. Make sure to rate us on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and tell all your friends. And follow us on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast.
On Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast.
And send us a Gmail at
aspookypodcast@gmail.com.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace out, hoes.
Bye. Hide your quinceañera dolls.
Bye.
Bye.